When we praise Him in those moments, those are called sacrifices of praise. And God honors that sacrifice because He knows that that moment your heart is so heavy, your fear is so deep that you just don't even feel like praising Him. But if you just step outside that and you just praise Him, He honors that. Amen?
Amen.
I will sing praises to the Lord. This is not religion. This is not denominational. This is church. This is why you should go to church. Today is going to change your life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're going to read together, your power and your prayers are going to increase. Your faith is going to increase. Your whole thought pattern. Don't say, I've never done that before. I can't. Don't say, I've been trained not to do it. I'm going to train myself now to praise Him. Amen. I don't care what church, I don't care how many, whatever church goes to, bless you for that. But when you go to that church, get all the food that they're serving. Amen. Don't go to the church and just have salad because you want to talk to your friends afterward. Don't go to a church and not partake and say, what do we call it, right? The pageantry was great. Oh, the tradition of the church, that was really great. That's not moving you in your life, amen?
Amen.
That's not moving your family and your friends, amen? That's why the second congregation, we're going to be on fire for God. Praise God. Just praise God. I just love it. This is great. Right now, we usually ask for prayer testimonies. We ask for prayer testimonies because the Bible says we should share in the good things the Lord has done for us. Amen? That's why we do the prayer testimony. But we're also asking Marilyn, we're asking you to write a prayer testimony, something you might want to share, and give it to Chuck or Marilyn, and don't put it in the bulletin. Because when you see it in the bulletin, it really touches your heart. All you have to do is ask George Marsh how much that touched his heart to see his name in a church bulletin praising Him. Amen? The praise, George, it made your heart feel good. Amen? Can you imagine how much more it makes God feel when you sing praises to Him? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, let's just pray. We've been praying for our nation. And I've been telling you, and I will tell you one more time, if your prayer for our nation becomes political, you have lost it. Amen? If your prayer for the United States of America becomes your opinion or becomes political, you have lost the prayer. We're asking for God to intercede for all of us. Amen? We're asking God to bless our nation. He's not a respecter of person. In the book of Acts, we learned that. He doesn't really care what you think. Amen? When you put a plan together, He doesn't really care about your plan. He's going to make the plan better, amen? He wants to hear your thoughts, but He's going to finish the product,
amen?
He's the one who blesses. He's the one who increases. So just pray for the country. Pray for the country to be healed as a nation so we can all be blessed, whether you're an atheist, whatever church you go to, whatever you believe, whatever you don't believe, when God blesses, who receives? All of us, amen? Hello, sisters. Pray together for a minute. Ask God what's in your heart. Joanne, if you would, praise Him. Just talk to God for a minute. It's a beautiful time. God, I want to change. Hallelujah. You're our position. So I want to feel this presence. We're going to learn today how to feel this presence. How to feel it. Where is that? We're going to learn today. What moves God? What do we learn today? What moves God? We're also going to learn today that if we honor, we won't lie. We're also going to learn today that if we don't believe, we won't lie. Learn today that if we don't believe, say it all the time, but I always say we pray for parking places. And people laugh, but we get our parking places, don't we?
Amen.
We find favor, we get that. If we can pray for those things and receive, we can pray for bigger things. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. Sit back, get comfortable, take your jacket off, put your jacket on. We're going to read a little bit together. I'm going to start the book of Matthew. I want to start here so that you understand the God that we serve, the God who loves us. And I want to understand that if you don't praise Him, if you don't sing to Him, if you don't pray, this is what happens. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished His parables that He departed from them. When He had come to His own country, He taught them in their synagogues so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? He did mighty works. He did them. They saw them. But they were worried about where he got them, not who he was. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers and his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house." Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was right there. Jesus could be in this church. He could be standing right there. And if you say, "I don't believe," he can't do anything for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah. And when they had come, this is another part of Matthew, when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down, and said to him, "Lord, have mercy on my son. For he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. I brought him to some of the people in your church, but they could not cure him, Lord." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Hallelujah. He was upset because he was teaching these people. They were walking with him, yet they didn't have the faith, the strength to cure this little boy. Amen? But God said, if you believe, you can move mountains. And people say, read the Bible, say, "Well, why would I want to move a mountain?" No, brothers and sisters, the mountain is whatever in front of you right now. Amen? The mountain is the grief you're dealing with, the fear you're dealing with, the worry you're dealing with, the depression. That's the mountain you want removed. Amen? And with faith in God, the mountain is what? And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it because of what? Unbelief. Amen? If Jesus was standing right here, right now, and you didn't believe, he could do nothing for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, are you ready? You ready to have your life changed? Can I get an amen? Anybody ready to have something in their life different when they leave?
Amen.
Because I'm going to read out of his word, out of the Holy Bible, the same Bible that they read in every church. Hallelujah. Reading from Psalm 22. Hallelujah. My God, why have you forsaken me? That sounds like everybody we know. They give up. They get afraid. Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? My God, I cried in the daytime, but you did not hear. And in the night season, and I am not silent. Then, but you are holy. Enthroned, listen to this, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you, they trusted in you, delivered them. He is enthroned, inhabits. God inhabits the praise of his children. Amen? Are you his children? Are you his children? God inhabits the praise of his children. He doesn't visit. He doesn't come to me. He inhabits the praise of his children. You understand what I'm saying to you? God inhabits your praise. When you're praising with him, he's right there with you. He sits with you. He stays with you. He walks with you. It says right there, he inhabits, he enthrones himself. That means he's got a throne. He sits right there with you. He's not going by, "I'll see you later." Okay, I answered that bye. He enthrones you. You want this church to be on fire, amen? We all do, don't we? He enthrones the praise of his children. If this church starts praising him the way this word says, those doors will open and it will be filled and we'll all say, "How did that happen?" Because God is going to answer the praise of his people, amen? That's the first part of it, our home, our hearts, our lives, our church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go to Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. Listen to this next line. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Deliver them from all their troubles. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. That moves people. You see what it says? It moves people. It moves your enemies. It moves the problem. You got a problem. We all got it. You put it on God. You say, Lord, I'm going to praise you and put the problem over here because you know the problem seems impossible. Amen? How many of you got a problem that seems impossible? You know what a lot of people do when they get to that point? They give up on God. Well, I guess God didn't know. I'm just going to sit here and do all kinds of terrible things in my heart and my body and my soul because God didn't hear me. I don't believe it. Amen? That's the first thing they want to do. But that's what the devil wants you to do. Amen? The devil wants you to give up and say, well, no. What are you making noise? What are you making noise for? Don't clap your hands and sing because it says it in the Word. If I can stop you from clapping your hands and singing, the devil says, I got a foothold now. I can hold you down. I can keep you down. You're going to be lukewarm. The Bible says God hates anybody lukewarm. Amen? He don't want you to be lukewarm. Praise is power. Making the Word come alive. Uniting. This is what praise does. This is why we praise it. This is what it does. It unites you, the Word, and God. Man. That's what it does. If you could be praising Him, you could be in your car driving. You got time to praise Him. If you're driving in your car, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanks to Jesus for this. You got time to praise Him. Amen? It don't cost nothing. There's no side effects. There's no price. You're not going to get a bill every month. You can praise Him. Hallelujah. It's power. But when you're praising God, you're uniting yourself to you, this book that you don't spend enough time in, we all don't, is because this is a beautiful book. It unites you, this book, and it unites Him. Amen? Chuck's going to go home to Maryland and say, well, you're going to be in Maryland. I'm kicking my house. I'm going to be on you. Praising God. And he said, what are you doing? He said, well, because I want to be right with God. I want my grandchildren to be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Lord. Psalm 50. Listen to what God says. Hallelujah. Oh, this is so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the Word. Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is God. And people worry, people wonder, but listen. But to the wicked, God says, to the wicked, the people who talk about Him and don't know Him, the people who use His name in vain, the people who claim that they talk about Him but don't live their life, and listen to what He says. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth? What right have you? You don't do what the Word says. What right have you to do it? Seeing you hate instruction, you already know so much. You're too proud. You hate instruction. We all know people who hate instruction. Amen? And cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue framed deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. Hallelujah. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. Listen, God said, I kept silent, and you thought that I was altogether likely. But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Amen? That's why we pray to God. That's why we're praying to God, because we want Him to set things in order. Amen? Now listen to what this says. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you to pieces, and there is none to be delivered. It won't happen to you. Now listen to this. Whoever offers praise, whoever you are, today, you start offering praise. You know what it does? Right here. Psalm 50. Right here. Verse 23. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. When you offer praise to God, you glorify me. You love him. You come to church, right? You love him. You talk about him. You love Jesus. It's, you know, worship is a wonderful thing. Worship is where you really get to God, and the tears start, and you just don't want to leave that worship sometimes. You just feel so good. Miss Pat, you know that I do. You just feel when you get in worship, you just stop the feeling. That's when you get in your prayer closet. Amen? That's when you and God are just one. But if you want to glorify Him, if you want Him to be glorified, you need to praise Him. Amen? You need to sing it out. Clap your hands. Tell other people about it. This is what God has asked us to do in order to be. He said He will enthrone Himself in this church. Second Congregational, this church. I don't care how many people go everywhere, that's a blessing. Whatever church you go to, it's a blessing. But in this church, if we see praises in His name, if this church gets on fire for God, this church will be full of His Spirit. Amen? And He will enthrone Himself right here in this church for us. Amen? Whoever offers praise glorifies me. The enemy wants to bring loss in the spirit. Would love you to be quiet. Oh, he loves it when you're quiet. Excuse me. He wants you to hold back, be uninspired. The praise changes everything. It's called the praise cure, no charge. I'm not giving you hocus pocus. I'm not giving you something. I'm giving it to you right here out of this Bible. Amen? The word praise over and over again. Unless you have a lot of others to tell you about Jesus in this book. Yet have never drank from the well. Amen? Again, I tell you, if I told you that my friend George Mingo makes the best pasta bazool in the world, I can tell you that every single day you say, yeah, well. But until you put a spoon in and you taste it and you say, Larry, that's the best I've ever had. And I say, thank you, Jesus. Amen? Until you start tasting what I'm giving you today, you're going to sit there and say, well, that was pretty cool. But I can't do that. Oh, you can't. Because the devil will beat you. Right? The devil's got to worry about you. But if you can start praising Him, then you can say, Lord, I can change because I want to change. I want to be closer to you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He'll be right here. This church gets on fire and praises God. He's going to be enthroned in this church. He already here. He knows we love Him. Amen? I'm not saying that it's not. This church is growing. The leaves of God. This church is being blessed. We are on the right track. Amen? Though sometimes we stumble and fall. Sometimes your pastor stumbles and falls because I'm only a man. I'm just a man. I'm just a teacher. That's all. I don't give you the blessings. I don't pour out blessings. I don't give you the God. That's God's job. Amen. I'm deceiving. I'm deceiving. And sometimes I fall back. Sometimes I say things that may be incorrect. And I just want you to know that I'm with you. The other night, James Taylor. Did you see Greg? James Taylor saying he's going to sing the national anthem at Fenway Park. And he got into the car. And he starts, because later on in the game, he's going to sing America the Beautiful. He's got his guitar in front of everybody in front of America, and he's going to sing the national anthem when he starts. Oh, beautiful. And you don't even see him. He goes, oh, beautiful. Oh, say, can you see? And he just went out by and I said, there you go. He didn't get flustered. He knows who he is. He's got the confidence. And he said, you know what? Nobody, if they notice, so what? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's it. It's strength. Hallelujah. All right. Now, how do I praise Him? Okay. Pastor, does it say how do I praise Him? Yeah, pretty simple, brothers and sisters. Psalm 66, Mr. Frank. Psalm 66. How do I praise Him? Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Say that with me. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. What else? Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God. Say it to Him. This is all you got to do. How awesome are Your works, Lord? They're awesome. The colors out there this fall, they're beautiful, Lord. Through the greatness of Your power, Your enemies shall submit themselves to You. Damn, that's awesome. All the earth shall worship You and sing praises to You. They shall sing praises to Your name. Hallelujah. That's how we do it. You make a joyful shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. I know about baseball. I know you know me. I love baseball. Those people in St. Louis last night made joyful shouts. Amen? Can you imagine a church on fire for Jesus like that? Making joyful shouts like that? For God? Because God is moving in their lives and people look up to you and say, don't you have a problem? You're not cranky. I don't know if you have a sickness. You say, yeah. Yeah, my wife went down and broke her wrist. Well, how can God let that happen? He didn't let it happen. It was an accident. We live in this world. Amen? But what God did with that broken wrist for my heart, it showed me how much she meant to me. You know, I think about where am I going to go hunting, where am I going to go fishing, I have a dish, I'm working there. And then she fell down and broke her wrist, and I realized all that doesn't matter. What matters is her. So that broken wrist brought me right to realizing that something I used to say, oh, I'm behind my house. Now I'm so excited. Every day I'm out in the woods thinking, this is my little piece of heaven right here. What was I thinking before? Why do I got here on my camera. See, but it took that for me to understand what was really blessings were. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, praise. Joyful shout. Yeah, we got problems, and the people are going to look at you like you're crazy. You say, yeah, I got problems, Miss Jackie. I know, 6 weeks ago, I know what you and Greg were going through, and we were all trying to pray through, and we all prayed through it. But now you've got a joyful shout because God worked in me, and you have a different spirit now because you want more of that. You want to taste when God does something for you. You want to taste it more, amen? George, how do you feel? We've been praying for you every single day, and we're praying for a miracle, not just for you to get better, but for miracles. For your heart, for your everything. So that people just see the man that you are. We're praying for you. That's what we do for each other. Amen?
Amen.
How do you do it? How do you praise God? Make a joyful shout to God. I'm telling you, if I sang those songs we sang earlier afterwards, y'all would be standing up and sing with us. This peace that I have, the world didn't give to me. Hallelujah. Prayer is action. Putting fuel to your prayers, your life, your mind, your focus moves from your problem to God. Hallelujah. How are we doing? You all right? Everybody okay?
Amen.
Okay. This is good. I mean, this is we got food coming up later. Somehow we got to protect that sweet potato shepherd's pie. Oh, never mind that. All right. I don't want to go. You guys have been wonderful, and I'm excited. Sometimes I get excited, but I just want to read you. About men of valor, about men who know how to fight battles, and giving God time to work, not calling it foolish, and understanding, not murmuring, not in the midst of every day the problem, not falling back and saying how come and why. This story will show you that if you follow God, even though it doesn't sound right to you sometimes, this is a story of victory. So sit back and we'll read this we'll have a beautiful day. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. You don't have to be that quiet, you can praise him. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. Its king, the mighty man of valor. You shall march around the city. All you men of war, he had the men of war. So y'all realize that with Joshua, he had the best soldiers he had. The greatest soldiers are with him now. And God is saying, you shall march around the city, you and all the best soldiers you got. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram horns before you, before the ark. But the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. What shall they do? Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Now, can you imagine what the men of valor thought when Joshua came and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to walk around the city once, and then we're going to go back to our tents and spend the rest of the day doing nothing. And then we're going to go back the next day. We're going to walk around the city once, we're not going to do nothing. We're going to go back to our tents. We're going to do that 6 days. Can you imagine what those soldiers said? Are you crazy? Let's go get it. Right there. There it is. Let's go get it. But they did what Joshua told them. Amen? Because Joshua was being led by the Lord, and they understood that. They didn't protest it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the 7 priests grabbed the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests and blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came up after the ark while the priests continued blowing their trumpets. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. Hallelujah. So he had the ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they camped into the camp and lodged in the camp. They did nothing, amen? They stood their ground. They did what God told them to do on that day, and then they stood their ground, amen? They didn't murmur. They didn't go back to the camp and say, this Joshua was nuts, amen? They stood their ground. They did, this is what God wants us to do. They went back to the camp, took their armor off, and they stayed together as a unit. Amen? They didn't complain. They didn't say, hallelujah. And Joshua arose early in the morning. The priest took up the ark of the Lord. Then said the priest, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went out and continually blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord while the priest continued blowing with trumpets. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. And so they did 6 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only, they marched around the city 7 times. And the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people,
shout.
For the Lord hath given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, and all who are in it. Only bring back the harlot shall live, and she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Hallelujah. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell flat down. And the people went up to the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Amen?
Amen.
They did what?
Shout.
Shout. They cried out to God. The Bible says you need to cry out to God. Make a joyful what?
Joy.
You're going to do what? You're going to sing what? Praise. You're going to do it. When you praise him, amen. When you got trials in front of you, you don't know what you're gonna do. Your kids, your grandkids, whatever it is in your life, you're gonna say, I'm gonna praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna let the devil win, and I'm gonna fall beside you. I'm gonna praise you because the word says so. And as you're praising God, you stop worrying. But it's in your heart, I understand. It makes you sad, but it's in your heart, but you're giving it to God, amen. And God's gonna do the rest of the word, amen. So when it happens, you better be ready to praise him. You better be ready to thank him. Because when much is given, much is required, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One thing in this whole book, one word in this book. Some days I say on Sunday, one page. We read last week about somebody who went, about Nebuchadnezzar and the soothsayers. And they, one page, you would know never to go to a soothsayer, a magician, or astrologer. After reading one page, it changes your life. Amen? One page. Today, one word changes your life. What's the word? I'm not going to yell at you. What's the word, Mark?
Faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've trained yourself to be. But how many want to be right with the Lord? Come on.
Amen.
How many want to do what He's told us to do?
Yes.
How many want power in your prayers? Amen. You want that.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, wherever you go to church, this is being preached. Don't miss it. This food is being preached, but somehow it gets missed, the one word that changes it all. This church, the Second Congregational Church, I pray every just the praises of the Lord will go up. I want Him enthroned in this church. I know that He's working in this church because we have people here we didn't call. We have people here coming to this church from many, many miles away. From Torrington, they come to this church today. We got people from Bethlehem coming to our church. From Southington, from Meriden, they're coming to our church. Amen. From Hamden, from Orange, they're coming to our church. Amen. Now we need to get people from Derby, Shelton, Antonia, and Seymour. Amen. We need to put the people in my heart. And how do we do that? Pray. Amen. So the Lord, let the people know that in here, they're going to find strength. They're going to find peace. They're going to find God. They're going to find joy. Something different than they had in their life. I'm going to close with this. Please pay Psalm 150, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Thank you, we have. Praise Him in his mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Amen. Praise Him with the sounds of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the tremble and the dance. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with flashing cymbals. Ladies, brothers and sisters, let everything that has breath praise.